Online outrage. Although it is not yet clear exactly what happened on the Dongmyung Tollway Monday night, tens of thousands of angry people in the local online community have things figured out. They are saying that 16-year-old Orachon Prewa Tepasadin Na Ayutia recklessly smashed a Honda Civic into the rear of a passenger van near the Bangkain exit, causing it to hit the tollway barrier. 8 passengers, including the van driver, were killed when they were thrown from the vehicle and onto the road below. According to netizens, young Orachon, who was too young to have a driver's license, then calmly leaned against the tollway barrier, chatting with her friends over the BlackBerry Messenger network. Their evidence is the photo above, grainy footage from a camera on the tollway, and dozens of rumors which started circulating after the driver was identified. One rumor, taken as fact by many, was that Orachon had fled the country. A Facebook page, more than 1 million Thais are not happy with Prewa, was quickly created where netizens voiced their opinions of the accident. It attracted more than 150,000 users who liked the page within 18 hours of its creation. An I Hate Prewa Twitter page is still very active this morning. Many say they are sure that Orachon will escape punishment because she comes from a wealthy and influential family. One reason the rumors spread so quickly is that there's been very little hard information from the police, and none from the driver herself, who is said to be suffering from severe stress from the accident and death threats she has received. Actor Nut Tepasadin Na Ayutia, Ms. Orachon's stepbrother, did talk to the media yesterday, however. He said his sister and family were under great pressure as a result of the barrage of criticism. Nut insisted his sister was not chatting with friends on her BlackBerry phone, as widely believed. "I talked to her about the photo which is circulating on the internet," he said. "She was calling her father. She wasn't chatting on BBM." His family would call a news conference about the affair, but he did not specify when.